The restaurant, by the way, the steak restaurant, the steakhouse that is making a comeback is Sizzler.
Oh, yeah, the Sizzler.
Do you know the Sizzler?
I ate it a few as a kid when we'd go to Florida.
Yeah.
That's where the only place I remember eating them is in Florida.
Yeah, B.B. Shea was saying the other day, we were talking about this. Sizzler at one point had over 700 locations across the country, but it had gone down to just 74. They have survived two bankruptcies and years of closures, but executives now say they are remodeling and their sales are going up 50% in the last year. I bet it's gotten on TikTok somehow.
I'm sure.
And people are, for some reason, into Sizzler.
We were more of a Ryan's family.
Oh, I loved Ryan's.
Yeah,
Ryan's.
If you remember them, that was more our go-to.
We didn't have a Sizzler in Asheboro, but they were always in movies and jokes.
It was like, that was the thing. It was like the place to go if somebody got a big check or a promotion or something.
Sizzler.
And I looked it up. They're only out west.
Okay.
Arizona and a bunch in Puerto Rico for some reason.
Puerto Rico.
Well, the leaders of the company say the goal is to make the chain relevant again for a new generation of diners. So they are, because their sales have grown over the last year, they're updating. This is a classic Sizzler commercial.
Where do you want to go for lunch? I know where I want to go for lunch. I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Sizzler.
Not fast food. Definitely not fast food.
Sizzler.
I don't want to spend a lot of money. So where to?
Sizzler.
Sizzler.
Could there be a worse commercial?
I can't believe that.
I thought it was charming.
It sounded like a horror movie to me. Like,
yeah.
Sizzler. Like, that's the horror. That's the killer is in the back. Like, Sizzler. I don't think I've ever been to one, but I've heard the name a million times. We had Western Sizzlin'.
Western Sizzlin', I remember.
Good spot.
It's yeah.
That's a good
product. That was
a buffet. Oh, yeah. They do a buffet. And that's where I got the dude well done.
And that's actually a steak.
Huh?
That's a steak.
Oh, you thought it was sexual? No, I got the dude. That was the name of the steak, was the dude. And it was number 7 on the board.
Yeah.
So give me the dude, well done. And it was actually.
He's not working tonight. What? I just want a steak.
Oh, sorry. Give me the dude, well done.
You know what Sizzler gives you? Free cheese toast with every meal.
Oh,
is that right?
It says it right here on their website.
That's a pretty nice.
That looks good cheese toast, too.
Let's take a trip, guys.
That's a nice.
Yeah.
Is there a, what's the stuff at Red Lobster? It's free. Those
cheddar
are
the cheddar bay biscuits.
Those are
they
good.
They make those in a box now. You can make them at home.
Are they as good?
Yes.
Really?
See?
Yes.
That's fine.
And that's why Red Lobster went under.
Yeah, it was the biggest mistake they ever made because, I mean, I'm not going to go there for the shrimp. I'm going to go there for the biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits.
Yeah.
It really, to me, I hate it when companies start boxing up their key items. I hate that Chick-fil-A sauce is available in a store.
I see that everywhere.
Yeah. I refuse to buy it.
Yeah.
Arby's makes Arby's fries in the freezer, but they're not as good.
No, and Arby's sauces are now available, like the horsey sauce and Arby's sauce. It's not as good. It's because
they know what they're doing.
And it's different manufacturers, and it tastes different. I hate when companies start boxing things like, you know, now, and I haven't been to a TGI Fridays in years, but now I think of them as more in the freezer section.
Is that right?
They got potato skins.
Yeah, they had because they're all their appetizers you can get frozen.
But do you think a place like TGI Fridays only survives because they branched out to the grocery store?
I don't know. I think maybe.
Because they're not doing that well in the restaurant.
They do okay. No. They do. Is it the Dallas airport? They have a TGI Fridays there, and it is always jumping.
Because
where else are you going to go? I mean,
in an airport.
Well, and I mean, they just replaced our Fridays here with a Raising Cane's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they sure did. My son's excited about that. He'll be home, and he'll go over.
I
want
to go with him. You know what? I'm going to treat him.
Oh, well, he'll go then.
Is it open yet?
I'm not sure. It's
ready to open, but I mean, I have to try this. As much as I've heard about it through the years, and I know it's just chicken strips and sauce. That's the whole deal.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm going to take him as Raising Cane's expert. I'm going to be like, show me what's so great.
Do you know what Biggie was just saying? The PGA tournament, the golf tournament starts Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Excuse me. Biggie says the food is free
at the PGA tournament.
I didn't know this, and I saw just an Instagram reel about it.
Mm.
And it was a guy saying, hey, just remember, all your food at the PGA, if you come, is free. So you get to choose one drink, which is either water, Pepsi products, or Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get one hot or cold item, a burger, dog, or a sandwich. And you get one snack. And that's for all ticketed patrons. That's no... Just... Now, I don't know if you get to keep going back.
That's pretty stunning.
Or if, like, once you go in, they click your ticket and they know you've had your meal.
No matter what. That's incredible.
But, I mean, this is all day long.
Yeah.
It's several different holes.
You only pay for alcohol. You don't have to pay
for...
You
have to buy alcohol.
But no, the soft drink is free. The sandwich is free.
And this guy, I mean, he showed the one tent. It's just, I mean, massive tent just lined with coolers, hot dogs, burgers, and people are just in there grabbing what they wanted.
That's amazing. That's a great perk to the PGA tournament. Where they play? I don't even know anything about it this year.
Pennsylvania. I don't know. BB, do you know the course?
I can't think of the name. It's a weird name.
I'll tell you, the PGA tournament a few years ago moved from August to May. And I thought, what a great idea. The majors will line up in April, May, June, July, and then they'll be done. Now I wish they hadn't have done it. I miss it in August.
I do too. I always liked that end of the year.
I did too.
Just a little something extra. Now
it gets lost in the shuffle to me because the playoffs and the NBA and stuff are on, and it's like I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and I think of golf being done now in July.
Yeah, I agree. I don't
care about the FedEx Cup moving on. You know?
God, who does?
Yeah.
Crap about that. By the way, this is food related. They're apparently like hundreds and hundreds, thousands of peaches have been, some peach farmers are in trouble because Del Monte canceled their order for peaches. They're out of business almost, Del Monte, which I had no idea. They filed for bankruptcy.
That's my fruit cup.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know that. I read the story about some farmers losing their jobs because losing a lot of money because Del Monte canceled their latest order for peaches. And then I looked into it a little more. Less than a year ago, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They have $1 billion in debt, Del Monte.
Wow.
Which is a name that I've known.
How are you getting $1 billion in debt over fruit?
I don't know. I don't know. They've been split and sold to three different buyers, and they've had one of the canneries closed less than a month ago. That because they don't
shocking.
They had to remove. They removed 420,000 peach trees, got rid of them because they were supplying Del Monte, and there's no longer a Del Monte to supply, or at least not nearly as much of a Del Monte. If that goes out of business, I was shocked by that. It's like, are you kidding? That was stunning.
I would have never. No, I've not heard them at all on the bankruptcy line.
They are. The USDA announced a $9 million program to assist California farmers because they've lost their contracts with Del Monte. God, that stinks.
Jeez.
I didn't realize. So what's their, is it Dole that beats them?
Dole's the only one, yeah.
And we're talking about canned fruit here.
Canned fruit.
I think that people are trying to stray away from canned things because they're not as good for you as you would think.
I guess that's true.
I think they're loaded up with preservatives, and so people are going to fresh fruit.
I think that's right.
Which, you know, you don't buy as much of it because it doesn't last as long.
And it's surprising.
But they're destroying the crops, which is wild.
I know. It's like, why
they're
destroying
the peaches, which seems very counterproductive.
Why don't they give that to the homeless?
You would think. Take it to Skid Row.
Here we go again.
Here we fed the homeless nothing but peaches.
And deer.
Deer and peaches.
Yeah, roadkill.
What a great...
Hey, y'all, it's Deer and Peaches Day.
Again? Yeah, again.
Here comes that guy. He always gives us deer and peaches.
Great combo.
Just take it. He's weird.
Great make a peach chutney and some deer meat. Delightful. That's my answer to everything. Oh, too many deer are on the highway.
Yeah.
Give it to the homeless. We're overstocked on bad strawberries. Give it to the homeless.
I know where we can take these.
Yeah. Nisa's sausage is out of business. Give it to the homeless.
This is one man's, just one man's idea.
It's my idea. Give it, that's 420,000.
You're just wasting peaches.
Wasting peaches.
Now, did you ever, growing up, did you have canned fruit? Did your mother buy?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Now, I grew up with a mother who, again, trying to avoid any type of sugar, always told us, you know, she'd look for in water.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because you know it comes in syrup.
Well, the results speak for themselves.
I know. I'm telling you, she should have just let me have all the stuff that I avoided.
Yeah, it works.
But I'll never forget, like, one time she messed up and bought in syrup, and I just was eating these.
Your life was changed.
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, what is, like, I so remember it vividly, taking a bite, being like, why does this taste so good?
Are these extra ripe? Yeah.
And she's, so like, what are you, she's like, what are you talking about? And she looks at the can, she goes, I bought in syrup.
Oh, the best.
The best.
There's no turning back after that.
No.
My father used to do that. He would get crappy soda for everyone. Once in a while, he'd accidentally buy a Coke and be like, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He was buying Shasta forever.
I remember.
Once Shasta. In a moon, there'd be a Coke in the fridge. And we'd be like, oh, thank you. So, yes, Shasta Cola.
Well, there was a time, I remember, when you would go over to your father's house and have to, he was keeping all the Shasta soda.
He kept Shasta in business.
Yeah.
They've filed chapter. Give it to the homeless. Give it to the homeless.
Oh, it's Shasta Day. Oh, man.
Again?
Right after I'm barely over Deer and Peaches Day.
You know what goes great with that? Shasta.
Oh, this is Diet Shasta. This isn't even good Shasta.
Deer, Peaches, and Diet Shasta. Delicious.
We've just solved the homeless problem.
Homeless crisis is done.